Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Saints Happy Hour is doing a live show at Port Orleans on Friday, September 16th. Join us as we get ready for the Saints 2022 home opener versus Tom Brady and the Bucks. It will be a fun night of laughs and Saints talk with the Saints Happy Hour crew. The show starts at 7 p.m. You need to RSVP at saintshappyhour.com to make sure you get the free The Boys Are Back in Town souvenir cup featuring the Honey Badger and Jarvis Landry, so you can fill it up with beer for your first drink at just $3, with all the proceeds going to support Team Gleason. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and RSVP for the Saints Happy Hour live show at Port Orleans on September 16th. We will see you there. And who dat?
The Saints played an actual football game, and we got ginger fever. We got ginger fever. Adebo is the next Deion Sanders. Thomas, hit that intro.
Hey, Ralph. Ralphie, Andrew, and Dave. All right, I got a little intel. Your Saints Happy Hour podcast? Yeah. It's a joke, all right? And I'll tell you what. You, Ralph, you mispronounce everything, okay? I listen, I go, what the? Does he not know the English language? All right, Ralph. Try to get an English class in there every now and then, okay, pal? Hey, Andrew! Think you're smart, huh? Think you're smart? You're in big trouble, pal. Eat a piece of shit like you for breakfast. And then, of course, there's Dave. Dave, a little obnoxious? Got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, huh? You gotta cut people down all the time? Is that what you gotta do? But know that life is good. Appreciate it. Do what you do. Keep on keeping on. Shooter out.
All right, everybody. We are live. It's the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Thanks for joining us. We are live on Twitch. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch. And remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts. Smash that like button on Twitch and YouTube. Also, become an annual patron like Joshua and Dave just did at patreon.com/saintshappyhour. You get 2 months for free. It's amazing. You should totally do it. Thanks to Hatchet John 13 for subscribing with Twitch Prime for the first time, and Gito for the regular sub. Thank you, guys. Did you know you can support the show every month? Even if you aren't a patron, if you use Amazon Prime, all you have to do is go to twitch.tv/SaintsHappyHour and type !sub in the chat. It's that easy. Thomas even made step-by-step instructions for you, so go ahead and do it. Even if you're listening to the audio version of the show, by the way, you can do it each month. It's not a one-time thing. And remember, if we get 100 subscriptions in August, the patrons, the listeners of the live stream can pick the pie or dessert of their choice, and my lovely life. Lovely wife will smash it in my face. You can even pick cat food, as Dave suggested.
My wife.
So, and by the way, live show at Port Orleans, September 16th. Me and Dave met Friday, did a walkthrough with the great people of Port Orleans, Jacob, Don, Chase, my wife. She took my control wife. Of it, set everything up. It's going to be amazing. RSVP at the link in the description. You get the free Boys Are Back in Town cup featuring Honey Badger, Jarvis Landry. You can fill it up with beer with your first drink for $3. All the proceeds go to support Team Gleason. Join us September 16th. It's going to be freaking amazing. What's everybody drinking? I'm drinking Gatorade because vertigo may or may not hit me during the show. I might completely collapse. I'm not going to lie.
I'm rooting for vertigo.
It would be great for the show if that happened.
Yeah, only for
endless
the,
comedy.
Yeah,
only for it the would hits. Make for a good GIF.
For the views, that's right.
We want you to come. We'll have a rule for you.
I don't want to. I want to be the go-to Saints gif of the 2022 season, me just collapsing during the live stream.
That would make it very easy for our listeners to do a clip of the week.
Clip of the week. Kevin, what are you drinking?
Same thing I was drinking last week, like Town Watch Crier thing.
Jebediah.
Andrew, what are you drinking?
No drinking for me tonight. I went to a winery this afternoon, and I came home from the winery and immediately fell asleep and took a – I never take naps. I'm not a nap guy. I have friends who try to nap every day.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? Yeah.
I'm not a nap guy. So for me to fall asleep – once I'm up, I'm up. And like in the middle of the day, for me to fall asleep for 90 minutes is very, very
Even if you drink during the day, you won't take a nap?
Usually not.
Like, what if you go to brunch, have a couple of mimosas, a heavy meal, you don't fall asleep immediately when you get home?
Just keep it rolling. Just keep
it
going.
What the hell? Right. I'm drinking... What, Ralph? What?
No, I was pounding beers poolside at my brother's house in New Orleans Saturday night. I barely stayed awake for the whole goddamn Saints game. I was falling asleep in the third quarter.
Your audio certainly didn't stop.
Oh, my God. that space's audio was as bad as audio with this operation has ever had. Ever.
I am drinking a Mai Tai, the 1970s Royal Hawaiian Hotel version, not your traditional version. This has three kinds of rum, and Andrew, you'll be happy to know that Smith & Cross is one of them.
Hey, the cut. I like it.
And actually the Plantation 3 stars that I gave, that I told you.
So you have a dark rum, a white rum, and then what? What's
another
third one?
Another dark rum, a Demerara rum, actually.
Wow. Is that what the recipe calls for? Is three separate rums of different types?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Yes. So props to Thomas for setting up the rundown today as I typed frantically in the Discord as my wife was driving home from Houston from New Orleans. So thanks to Thomas for working extra hard today to set up the rundown. The Saints played a preseason game. They lost 17-13 on some touchdown and end the game. Who cares? We need to start here. Ginger spice fever is real. It is amazing. But I can't decide if he looks like chic homeless or like a really like C-level superhero in disguise in the post game. But Thomas, play let's watch Andy Dalton. These plays are good. Like we got a touchdown there. He's 5 for 5. He was smoking in practice, Andrew, and he's smoking in the game.
Yeah, he played well. Look, I think Andy Dalton's the kind of guy that he gets a lot of criticism around the league, not just Saints fans, but like we're really lucky to have him. He's good enough to start on a bad team, and he's a deluxe backup. And, you know, I expect him to play well when he's surrounded by good talent, good receivers, and he had tremendous protection on that drive. And so if you give him that kind of time, that kind of protection, he can make the throws. He's a professional dude. So, like, yeah, I wasn't that surprised that he played well. I think when he's getting hit and he's playing in a tough game, like, I don't expect him to rise to the occasion.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Necessarily. I don't. So I had a couple people in my DM saying, like, hey, you think Andy Dalton should start over Jameis Winston? No, I do not think that. Like, let's chill out on one drive being enough to, you know, say that this guy should be starting. But he played well, but honestly, again, like I wrote this in my write up for the patrons. The biggest deal for me on that drive was how the offensive line played, because if they're giving him that much time and they're run blocking that well, and my God, I mean, the screen pass, what McCoy and Andrews Pete did on that screen pass for the touchdown was awesome. And so, like, it's not surprising to me when he's supported like that he would look good. And so I think more so than being excited about Andy Dalton, I'm excited that the offensive line is looking like that.
Well, I'm gonna beg to differ, Andrew. I'm gonna say what I know Ralph, prisoner of the moment, Malbro, is thinking is just too afraid to say. But Andy Dalton is our guy. He's our freaking guy. Okay.
All those
points you just made. Hey, great. That's great.
Stop the blocking. BSing the people in this country.
No, but Ralph, don't act like you don't think this too. Andy Dalton is the guy. You know what? Forget Jameis Winston. And you know what? Like, this is the first time Andy Dalton's had a good team around him on all sides of the ball. Like, this is it. Like, Andy Dalton was decent when he was on mediocre teams. Like, he's never had a good team like this.
No, the 2015 Cincinnati was really – that team was going to be the number one seed in the AFC till he broke his wrist. Like, okay. That team was loaded.
Well, there you go. But he's he just needs a little help. This is it. This is like he's reviving his career. He is going to be reviving his career in New Orleans. Jameis just got Wally Pipped. It's the red rifle or nothing.
Do you genuinely feel that way?
Yes.
Dave just lobbing grenades everywhere. But speaking of Andy Dalton, Kevin,
I do want to just say, like, I do think that he could actually be, like, with Andy Dalton, I do think the Saints could get, like, 8 or 9 wins. But I do think Jameis has got, you know, he's got a better arm and that kind of stuff. So.
Kevin, I want you to watch this soundbite of Andy Dalton. And tell me what vibe or aesthetic he's going for in this post-game look that he's got. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's something unique. Thomas, play that soundbite about Andy Dalton being excited about his 5-for-5 performance.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about these first preseason games, you know you're only going to get 10 to 15 snaps. I mean, that's how you want the drive to go. Good things, completed, you know, some passes and converted some third downs and got down there and were able to score a bunch of them when we got in the red zone. So, I mean, that's, if you're going to draw it up, that's exactly how you do it. Yeah, I mean, it was a great call, and, you know, anytime you can get the lineman out in front on those screens, then you got a shot. And so Eric did a great job, and Dwayne did a great job cutting back, you know, finding his way into the end zone. But it was a great call and good execution by us.
Kevin, I think I figured out he's the ginger dude.
What? Oh, yeah, it did look like he was wearing, like one of those robes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, see, so here's the vibe I was getting. I was getting
the eyebrows. He's got those eyebrows.
I was getting a junior in college English lit major who is, you know, like third or fourth in the pecking order in his fraternity, who's trying to be the good guy in the fraternity. He's going to turn things around when he's a senior and he's the one in charge.
Actually, you know what? No, I'm getting Eric Stoltz from Pulp Fiction. That's what I'm getting.
You just got to, like, jab it down really hard there, Arnie. It's right there in the
Am
chat.
I wrong
right there on the breastplate.
Maybe. What do people say in the chat?
I'm saying Eric Stoltz from... Oh, that's not a robe. That's like a Saints official jacket. It's got a Nike symbol on it.
Looks like a robe.
Yeah, it's a zipper hoodie.
Yeah.
He's very casual.
Yeah.
Like I said, junior in college, not senior, not throwing it in. He knows he's got one more year to do.
Yeah, he's like the anti
Newton. I was waiting for him to be like
Eric Stoltz.
I was waiting for him to yell at a media member, like, that's like your opinion, man. Or like the rug completes the room. That's what I was.
Oh, he's not. He's not disheveled enough. I mean, that beard is well. That beard is well kept.
Well, he's got a really nice, like the side of his hair, like his haircut. He's got a nice, real tight fade there.
He's got a little Italian soccer player haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pull up. I think I nailed it with Eric Stoltz. He looks exactly like him, except Eric Stoltz has like a graphic on his shirt, but otherwise it's pretty.
Ralph, Kevin, have you guys heard who Dave thinks Andy Dalton looks like? Have you heard his thought on that yet?
No.
No.
I could have sworn I heard Eric.
Eric Stoltz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I heard him say that.
Yeah. I don't think it was that.
So, the running back battle was something that I was really interested in for this game, Andrew. And I don't think, like, Dwayne Washington, he did all right, but they're never going to give him carries in a game. Like, he's a special teams dude. The rest of the running backs, not so great.
I thought
great.
Tony Jones Jr. looked good.
Do we believe that? Like, is it fool us once, shame on you, fool us twice, shame.
I mean, there's a little bit of fool's gold with
trust. We have
trust
issues.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh my God, he does look like Eric Stoltz.
He's a Hall of Famer in the preseason. He's a Saints Hall of Famer in the preseason, Tony Jones. You put him in a regular season game, you know, he turns into a pumpkin. I don't know what's going on. But, I don't know, he looked good. So I would say right now, if I had to pick, I like Tony Jones the best. You know, Thomas's UDFA son was looking pretty good until that fumble. I'll tell you what.
That fumble, I didn't see that, man. Like, that didn't happen, like.
Thomas, just because you don't put it in the rundown.
You have fake news, man.
You can't like erase it out of existence. We're not Men in Black where you can like use the little buzzer and like zap us and it didn't happen just because you don't put in the highlights, man.
Yeah, I got to say the UDFA, well, obviously Dave, he's out of it because Smoke Monday's on IR, done for the year. But then for the rest of us, Rashid Shaheed didn't play. Lucas Kroll didn't play. So Kevin, you and I, we're kind of behind. We're just ahead of Dave. And then I guess Ralph and Thomas by default are winning right now because their son's actually played.
Yeah, but my son had a penalty.
Ralph's kid had a penalty, and Thomas's kid had a fumble. So
is it better to not play, Dave? Is it better to not play or to stink while playing?
It's you know the same thing. It's like better to not speak and let people know you're dumb than to open your mouth and prove it.
Oh, can you? I have breaking news that just came in. Can you play the breaking news siren? This is huge.
What do we got?
Gotta wait on it.
There it is. All right, you guys ready?
Oh my God! What?
Ian Book just fumbled another snap.
You got me.
I mean,
I thought Tom Brady got in like a car accident or something.
Jesus.
What?
I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, because
in the history of this podcast, when has Juge ever being like, oh, guys, I got a breaker. You got to hit the. Well, actually, when has any of us in the history of this pod been like, oh, you got to hit the breaking news jingle.
We
got some important news.
That's true. Jairus Byrd is the one.
Do we have the breaking news siren for Jairus Byrd?
An exception.
I don't think we had it back then. But I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, because, you know.
I didn't say I wanted him to get into a car accident. I just said I
know, but Tom Brady just left camp because he's dealing with some personal issue.
Oh, really?
And you know, everyone got mad at Ralph because he was speculating when the Honey Badger was on some hiatus and missing camp for some personal issue. And so everyone was like, respect his decision, respect his private life. So I'm like, do I have to respect Tom Brady too, or can
Saints
I? Just,
Twitter does
can
not. Saints Twitter does not have to respect
Tom
Brady's privacy.
That's fine.
I can confirm that.
You're good. So just so you guys know, the goalpost moves here. As long as it's not a Saints player, you're totally fine.
My favorite, favorite Saints Twitter slam of Tom Brady, Kevin, was somebody on Saints Twitter was like, Tom Brady's just using his PTO in the summer, just using it up.
Hey, if you've got PTO, use it. I don't care who you are.
Oh, my God.
Saints Happy Hour needs your support so we can keep giving you the Saints coverage you love. Become a patron to help us keep giving you the best daily Saints podcast on earth. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day without any stupid ads or promos like this one. And patrons also get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7, early access to podcast episodes, our world famous booze bundle with four amazing swag items. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com.
Dave, yeah. Ian Book in the pantheon of bad Saints preseason quarterbacks, where does he rank?
I don't know. I like somebody in the chat called him Ian Pamphlet. He's Ian Pamphlet now.
Pamphlon.
I like that.
Pamphlet. Wow.
He's the traitor.
Ian Page.
I mean, we can, you know, he can play. We can let him finish Ian out the Grayson. Preseason, but he ain't the one. He's not
the answer to your question, Ralph, is somewhere between Mike Buck and Doug Nussmeier.
Yeah, ooh. This ain't. He's not. This is not working out. I'm sorry, kid.
Doug Nussmeier.
It's fine because we've got Andy Dalton.
Thing is really bad, but like that's the problem with college quarterbacks, especially the ones that RPO a lot and operate out of the shotgun, is they're not used to being under center. And so, you know, they become a pro style quarterback and they have to learn how to do that. And you're seeing them struggle with centers that are flip flopping. So if you can't take a snap, if you keep fumbling the snap, like we don't need to go any further here. Like, I don't really need to see what else you can do. Like, if you can't take a snap properly, like freaking forget it. Right. So there's that. I also talked about, I don't know. Like, I might repeat myself on some of the stuff we said in the post game because nobody heard it. So
nobody heard it.
But I will say, like, Ian Book has never been an arm guy. He's never been this quarterback that has a huge arm and like so
or a mobility guy.
Well, yeah, what I was told was that he was had a ton of moxie, and that he was So like, if that's your deal and you're an accurate short guy that throws short passes, you can't airmail Juwan Johnson, who's like 6'6", on a curl route that's 5 yards. Like, you can't miss that throw. Like, you have to make that throw in your freaking sleep. And that pick was absolutely brutal. It was awful.
The rundown said we were going to play Ian Book highlights.
Are playing Ian Book highlights.
Low light.
Doesn't look like highlights.
These are the only ones, man.
I'm not sure you know what the word highlights mean.
Man, Jesus Christ.
I should have. What did you want me to put on the rundown? You wanted to put play Ian
low
Book
light.
Personal
low
nightmare?
No,
is that
light.
What you wanted me to?
No, play Ian Book.
Hey, Dave. Dave, you want to sing the song one more time? Because this will probably be the last time you'll ever get to sing it.
No, he doesn't even deserve it.
Kevin,
what is that in the sky?
Why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound like that on my phone.
I will say this about Ian Book. I wonder if we're talking about him slightly differently. If Tre'Quan Smith catches that pass, if Abram Smith doesn't fumble inside the five and they score there, and then maybe it's actually a pretty comfortable win for the Saints. And Landon Young and Trevor Penning don't play awful. So, like, look, I'm not making excuses for him because, like, clearly he's not fit to be an NFL quarterback at this point. Like, I'm not going to jump to conclusions. There's three more games. We'll get a chance to evaluate him a little bit more. But, like, at this point, like, he's a no doubt. You cut the player. But I will say, like, he was done no favors by some of those mistakes.
Just give Andy Dalton Ian Book's money.
All $8 of it. Kevin, I thought of one positive for Ian Book, though. It brings the fan base
together. Still a handsome man?
No, it brings the Saints Twitter together for a reason to hate Sean Payton and blame him for everything that's wrong now that he's gone, because he just set a fourth round draft pick on fire. So it gives us a reason to hate the ass.
Wait a minute. What do you mean
on that selection?
What do you mean he set a fourth round pick on fire? I thought it was perfectly fine to only have five picks, four picks. Three. I thought you could just get rid of picks left and right and just and make decisions based on your big board and everything would work out fine. I mean, isn't that what everybody has been telling me?
Maybe. I just wanted to
Ian Book is just like that last reminder, like, you know, like if you break up with a girlfriend and she leaves something in your apartment, like Ian Book is like Sean Payton left Ian Book at our apartment and we still have to look at him as a reminder of Sean Payton and his shitty.
And we're not nostalgic about her. We hate her now. Is that what it is?
Well, see, if he gets another coaching job, can you come back and get your Ian Book, please? And
I guess if Ian Book was something that an ex would leave at my apartment, it would be a Cowboy Mouth album, is what it would be.
So what I'm see, and it's funny because what I am drinking out of is the one actual reminder of. My ex-girlfriend, the doctor, is a birthday gift. She got me
the
whiskey
violin.
Last. She got me whiskey glasses of Constellations.
Oh, Constellations.
Because she knew I liked outer space and liked drinking.
Wow. And you like drinking till you go to outer space.
Yeah. So, you know.
Thoughtful gift.
I mean,
I know.
I don't want to.
Should have kept her around.
Andrew, yeah,
I know. I should have.
I don't want to talk about Ian Book too much, Andrew, because it's like, who cares? Ian Book's not going to factor in to the season at all. But
it's
there
preseason.
Was.
We have nothing else to talk about.
We do have.
I refuse to watch preseason football.
We do
what
have
else
good
is there to talk about?
We do. No, we do have good things to talk about. The defense, Andrew, starting with formerly known as unvaccinated corner Paulson Adebo, he translated the practice reports to the game, and that dude looks like a potential top 25 corner. And if he's really good, look out, the Saints defense is going to destroy people.
He looks locked in, man.
He better not get vaccinated.
Yeah, right. Please don't get vaccinated, Paulson. You're good. But he looks awesome out there. And
just get immunized. What's interesting
is that with Lattimore, you're going to get a line share of the targets. So if all of a sudden, so early in the season, right, they're going to go after Adebo. If it becomes clear that, you can't go after Adebo, he might be the better corner on the team. They're not going to go to Lattimore, so then where do you go, right? And I just think there's a cascading effect in how that helps your pass rush. I mean, man, that's exciting. It's exciting to see him playing on that level, because if he can be as good as you say, Ralph, like a top 25 corner, that opens up a lot of blitz packages for the Saints where they can trust those guys on an island and man coverage. If the Saints are stopping the run as well as they have the last few years, man, this defense could be incredible.
Dave, they had a linebacker. I recognized the name, but I didn't think he was on the roster. I thought the Saints had, like, he got injured and they cut him. And I was like, Chase Hansen, he's back and he's making plays from the jump. He had the good play to start the game. He had an interception. Yeah. Like,
I forgot he was on the team. What, did we drafted him?
No, he's a free agent.
Oh,
right. Yeah. But like,
he's a linebacker that's just bounced around and he's on the
look
Saints.
Look at that. I mean,
but you know what's crazy about Chase Hansen is he was like the Saints' third choice to replace DeMarco Jackson, who got injured. They try to get Kwon back. He goes to the Jets. Try to get Kiko Alonso. He retires after a practice. So then they signed him on Monday. He was like the third choice, and he comes in just because he played like three games and had a tackle on special teams for the Saints last year. And, I mean, that's a – look.
He's like the new Scott Chandler.
Look, the pick was kind of fortunate, right? It kind of dropped in his lap. But, I mean,
you
gotta
catch it.
That play. Eric Wilson made that play. But
Roman Harper.
Yeah, he caught it. And I don't know if he's going to make this team or not, but incredible that he would make plays like that.
Dave, does he thank Kiko Alonso for retiring? Does he, like, send him a cookie bouquet? You know, something nice?
Yeah, totally.
You know, retire.
Who is this guy? Where is he from? How many years has he been in the league?
I always think of him as,
you wanna date
think
him?
Of it as catch the predator guy.
I'm looking out for my buddy Kevin. He's single.
Kevin. But
he's 29 years old, Dave.
Okay. All right.
He was undrafted.
29. Wow, that's old.
He started with the Saints in 2019, so he's kind of bounced around the team since then.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
We before we get to the rookie recap, which that's going to be interesting. The one thing that I think is interesting on defense and just a little bit concerning, Andrew, is, and I didn't notice it until it caught my eye and I was like, oh, that's not good. Peyton Turner and Passanio and your UDFA son, Granderson, they were all playing in the fourth quarter and they weren't doing shit.
Malcolm Roach, make sure you mention
Malcolm Roach made a couple plays.
Booyah, a couple of plays.
But like,
yeah, but
I just feel
play,
like
the
Granderson
tackles that he made were like chasing
Peyton
after
Turner.
The play. He wasn't getting like, he wasn't flashing as a pass rusher.
They should have been wrecking people in the fourth quarter. Peyton Turner, especially.
Peyton Turner, yeah, especially. Passanio, too, though. You're right. And I would say, like, Book, I have no expectations there. So, like, I'm not too hot and bothered by him sucking because that was kind of what I expected, honestly. But, yeah, I expect Peyton Turner to maul a dude that, I mean, I don't know who he was going up against, but I imagine it's like a seventh-round draft choice or maybe even an undrafted guy. He should be absolutely embarrassing a guy like that in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. And so for the Saints pass rush, we talk about how deep this defensive line is. It's a little embarrassing.
Not as deep as we think.
I mean, it was embarrassing. It was terrible.
Maybe they'll pick it up next week, but
pass rush was terrible. And like, if I'm Dennis Allen, so I actually think if I'm Dennis Allen, that I'm pleased with how this game turned out. That the fact that they lost, the fact that they had so many mistakes, the turnovers, the drop touchdown, the fumble, Ian Book's mistakes. There's just a ton of things. And then they lose the game like in the final 2 minutes, a 2 minute drive. They go down the field, they score. I think there's a lot of valuable lessons in that, how that all unfolded, because it teaches you like when you had the Saints had no business losing that game. They dominated for 48 minutes or whatever it was, or 58 minutes. And like, That last 2 minutes, they give up a touchdown, and really they should have been up two scores at that point, and it shouldn't have mattered, but it did because of all those mistakes. I just think like that's a perfect way to call out your pass rush. Like, Peyton Turner, like, where are you on that one? Like, we needed you to come up with the sack in the final 2 minutes.
Well, Dennis Allen, he's cliche machine after the game. I didn't pull any of his sound. I feel like Sean Payton would have been extra salty after this game. And Dennis Allen's like, I gotta watch the film, you know. But man, I
tell you what, I really hope that the Saints can come back after this defeat, and that this doesn't affect them from trying to win the NFC South. I mean, you know, they're already down one game.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what did you think about the game, Kevin? You watched none of it.
Well, here's the thing:
it's lost a preseason game. Andy Dalton went 5 for 5 and looked tremendous. Ian Book shit the bed.
Yeah. By the way, Ralph, take that Ian Book fathead down off your wall.
I was just about to say
what
that.
Else? What else do I need to do? What, like, yeah, what else? Like, yeah, you go, Ralph.
Here's
go.
My question
that,
to you,
that
Kevin.
Ian Book, is that Ian Book fathead fumbling the snap?
He's fumbling. It's the yeah. snap is on the ground. No, but Kevin, here's my question to you. Is Trevor Penning, he got a 90 grade from PFF. Get that out of here. But he looked mediocre. My question to you is he like Bruce Banner, where you got to get him angry and he needs to get like a fight early in the game to bring the Hulk out of him? Like, do we need fighting Trevor Penning to be a quality? He can only be quality if he's fighting.
Thick Underhill.
Look, my apologies.
Hang on a second. Hang on. When he was drafted, wasn't everybody, I mean, weren't you guys saying that, hey, he's probably going to be a project for a year?
That's right.
Yes.
So, honestly, isn't it a problem if he actually has to be a starter?
It is.
Right now? So, I've already said, or told myself, I'm not going to really judge him on this year. I'm already looking to 2023. Despite, you know, that's how I viewed it. If he plays some games and plays well, that's just Lanyap. If he plays and makes some mistakes, I can chalk that up to, well, people were saying, hey, he was a raw talent. He's got these things that he's got to work on, the Raz score, God and all that kind of stuff. But he needs like finessing. Okay, I can write that all off. I'm looking forward to 2023 with Trevor Penning. Anything I get from him this year is just sprinkles. That's it.
Is it realistic, Andrew?
Is it realistic, Andrew,
for Thick Underhill to be just the tackle ineligible / redshirt season and the Saints offensive line be okay? Is that a realistic thing that could happen?
Well, we're entering a new era. So first of all, when you said finesse, Kevin, my mind immediately goes to Joe Pesci talking about, I'm finessing him. You know, I'm starting to work him over. I'm finessing him. But from my cousin Vinny. But Ralph, I think first of all, we're in a new era.
So basically, be the new Will Clapp. That's what you want. You want
we're,
to be the
we're
new
in
Will
a new
Clapp.
Era of Saints tackles where Teron Armstead isn't on the team anymore, because I feel like my answer to that question over the last like decade would have been, well, we need him to play this year because at some point Teron Armstead is going to miss some games. So, so at least I don't, you know, I don't know. It's a brave new world with James Hurst at left tackle. But like Ramczyk has missed some time, you know, and he's kind of been banged up over the last several years, and he's not that old of a player, Ramczyk, and yet he's already getting like the old man.
He does. He gets the rest
practices
day.
Practices off, the rest days and all that. So, you know, I worry about needing him sooner.
Dennis
than
Allen used
later.
Words like manage his schedule.
Yeah, so I think it's fine right now, like at the beginning of the season, but I do worry that there's going to come a time where they're going to need him and he's going to have to play. And you know, a lot of times that can happen sooner than you hope. So we'll see. I think for now it's fine. I don't know that I would say that they can get by a whole year without Trevor Penning. I think there's going to be a point. We just know this. It's a league of attrition. And at some point he's going to have to go in there and play.
Dave, I saw Olave catch one pass. That's all I need the rest of the preseason. I've seen
we
enough.
Good. We good. Just save him. Let him. You yep. know, let's good. Yeah. Let's just wait till we get to the season. It's not.
We kind of did a UDFA recap a little bit earlier, but like it's bleak. Like I thought this draft was deep and it was going to be a tough competition. It's bleak. Like it was a disaster. I know Thomas wants to memory hole his UDFA son's fumble, but it's bleak. And I think Kevin,
here's something to you know chew on, Ralph. If one of us had picked the kicker, John Parker Romo, he would be winning this competition right now.
I mean, I feel like Kevin, your son has opened the door. Like he was clearly in front, but now. I don't know. Did you talk to him? Did you tell him to toughen up? He needs to play that second preseason game against the Packers Friday.
Look, I don't feel the need to micromanage my son's day-to-day life. You know, I take a hands-off approach. I'm just there for listening. That's all I am. I'm all ears.
No switch approach.
That's it. A what approach?
No switch approach.
No. Yeah, just. Oh, yeah, yeah. Boy, you motherfuckers just love bringing that one up every now and then. It took me a second to figure out. It's like, wait, what do you mean? Like,
when is that going to land?
Or whatever. Oh, no, sorry. We're talking about an abusive piece of shit, and we're just bringing that up to rile me up, which, hey, hook, line, and sinker. Arr, you got me on the fucking line, you pricks. All of you.
Wind him up.
Go fuck yourselves.
I didn't say anything.
Tremendous. Dave over there by himself, just, you know, giggling in his closet. I didn't say anything.
I thought he was talking about a video.
You know, I've heard.
I like that we've mentioned bad draft picks. I think that kind of started to get Kevin fuming.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Like bad.
Then
draft
we dropped
picks.
The Adrian Peterson reference. So, you know, it's we brought up the doctor. So this is a
banner day.
We're just proper foreplay.
We're just Kevin. Picking it. We're just poking him. We're just poking the bear. The one thing we forgot to mention, and this is a poor job by me, I should have had Thomas do all three of Will Lutz's kicks. It was nice, Dave. It was nice to not have to worry about a freaking extra point being a calamity.
Yeah. Guess who's back? Back, back. Lutz is back, back, back. Yeah, thank you,
Kat. Like that.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, no, it's good to not have to worry about something.
Kevin, you remember that time we almost traded for Deshaun Watson?
That's what I want. Andrew, I just want people in the chat. I want you to feed Andrew memories of Kevin being irate. And Andrew, I just want you to feed him like you're a batting practice pitcher. And you're just throwing him. You're trying to get him down the middle. That's what I want.
Hey, look, I'm not. Here's the funny thing. I don't need to feel bad about a damn thing. I was against it from the word go. There's about 27% of Saints fandom that wanted that motherfucker. And then there's probably another 15% on top of it that were like, what are you going to do?
I mean, that apology.
I'm saying Look, I'm not saying that maybe one of the four of us might have fallen into that category, but one of the four of us might have fallen into that category. Anyway, Ralph, what were you saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, if they had a Mount Rushmore or a top 10 list of worst NFL apologies, I feel like Deshaun Watson's apology for Friday before the game, where he started for the Browns, would have been in there. I apologize. I'm sorry for anything that
did he play? Did he
basically
play
it was? I'm sorry, game? All you women that you feel bad about what happened. I'm
did
sorry.
He play in a
I'm sorry
game?
You are mad.
Yeah.
Did he play in a preseason game? He gets to he play played preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he do?
He did terrible, and the Browns lost their center because God hates them.
Oh, there you go. Good. That's good.
And they still somehow beat the Jags.
Well, they're the Jags.
So the thing is, that's the recap of the Saints game. I don't think there's anything necessarily more to say except for one last thing, Andrew. Wide receiver looks like it's going to be difficult. Like they're going to have to like either do roster shenanigans the Saturday of week one, or they're going to have to like trade or do something. Like they can't keep all these receivers, can they? They can't keep like eight receivers, nine receivers, can they?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, Dave, just so you know, was 1 for 5 for 7 yards.
Andy Dalton was better. Got it.
Yeah, right, he was way better. Are you kidding?
Yeah, the book was better.
Oof.
Or maybe not.
Backs. Yeah.
Wow.
I like where they're at. Good problem to have. Obviously, we know who the top three guys are, and I think it's kind of wide open after that. And you made a point. I think it was Budrich. I can't remember who said this on the show last night. I think it was Budrich, but someone made a prediction that like Callaway is going to get traded. And you know, right now Callaway is kind of sitting as like, he could be the number four guy. He could be the number six guy. Like, they don't really have a huge role for him. And he's a guy that had 700 yards receiving last year. And he had a big-time catch in that game. So he's looking good this preseason. And I wonder if he could get them either a quality linebacker or maybe a draft pick. I don't know. But
Kevin, here's a question to you.
That'd be an interesting carrot.
Kevin, here's a question to you. Would you rather, and this is going to be best case scenario, so I don't know. I think this is a little bit of a reach, but I want to make it a reach because that makes the question more interesting. Would you rather the Saints get an average NFL linebacker, like the most average NFL linebacker? Think of that name, and you can have him for Marquez Callaway, or you can have a fourth round draft pick.
What did you call him? What was the name of that receiver?
Marquez.
There you go. See, it's Marquez.
De pas dire le nom de quelqu'un correctement.
Read the sign, Ralph.
What signs?
Unbelievable. I apologize. I mean, but what do you want? So, and Kevin, what do you want? Fourth round pick, or an average NFL linebacker? Like,
give me the average NFL linebacker.
Are we being serious right now?
But you can trade up with that pick.
You're actually thinking about this, Kevin? You're not taking the pick?
Give me the average NFL.
What would be,
I don't even know you anymore.
Is Shanley?
No.
They're just going to trade up with it.
No. Ralph might have had me hooked.
Who's the guy they traded for San Francisco when all their linebackers died?
Paris
Harrelson.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. That you can get Paris Harrelson or a fourth round pick. What do you want?
He contributed a little bit.
Yeah, I would probably. I mean, I think if you said third round pick, I probably would have said take the pick.
I mean, if they get a third round pick for Callaway, that's the Loomis is going to jail.
I like how you had to hesitate. I had to hesitate there, so you didn't say
my
first name.
The room is spinning, the vertigo's kicking in, and I just went last name.
RJD3000 said, can we trade Callaway to the Jets for Quan Alexander?
Well, that would just be some 4D chess shit right there.
Yeah, that would be. Also, Davey says, can we trade him for a fourth round pick so we can take Ian Book again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like yeah. Thank you.
No, Thomas, can you ban people from the chat? Jesus. Oh, my God.
Even you can, Rolf.
Did you know there is a great and easy way to support Saints Happy Hour? Even if you aren't a patron, Amazon Prime users can support Saints Happy Hour for free. Just click on the text in this episode's description that says instructions on how Amazon Prime users can support the show. It will only take you 3 minutes, and the best part is it doesn't cost you anything. You just do a couple of clicks and you give us $3 of Jeff Bezos' money. So go do it right now. And remember to do it every month. So if you haven't done it yet this month, go do it. And thank you for supporting Saints Happy Hour. The final thing, though, I think this week with Green Bay, the practice with Green Bay, one, it's going to be fun because it's going to be ones against ones and twos against twos, and you get the measures of.
My God, Trevor Penning is going to fuck some people up.
I do think this week is going to separate the UDFA Sun competition. Like, I think we're gonna really see some separation.
I'm just going to go take a break while you guys discuss this because I'm out of this. I got no skin
he's
in this game.
He's got to go to the bathroom.
I got no skin in the game.
I mean, Kevin, are you feeling he'll like your son crawl? Is he gonna look good against Green Bay?
Why wasn't Crawl playing? He's injured?
I think he's banged up, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He's done already.
Really banged up because you got to – you know, this is his chance.
You
got to play no matter what. You got to play through whatever.
I feel like my UDFA.
I'm in the lead.
God is punishing me because I remembered Andrew's insider information about the offensive line and I stole his pick. And I think God is punishing me. So I'm not feeling confident at all about my UDFA son, Kevin. I can barely remember his name.
Well, look, he's
I'm never
he's
giving got... you inside information again, Ralph, when it pertains to UDFAs.
I mean, he's got the Packers and then he's got the Chargers. Part of me wonders. I mean, I would like to see him take some snaps against the Packers, but at the very least, I hope he does get significant playing time against the Chargers so he can, you know, demonstrate that he should be on the roster. I mean, that's what it's going to be. I mean, if he's not on the roster, well, then obviously I lose. So I need him to get on the roster, but I still like his chances. Again, the fact that he didn't play isn't necessarily concerning. If he keeps getting dinged up and can't be cleared to play, well, then that's a problem.
I think this UDFA battle is going to come. Like, I don't think any of our guys are making the team at this point. They're all going to get cut. So, like, I think we just have to hope for a practice squad and then an elevation at some point.
Smoke Monday is still technically on the like a part of the team, like on the roster.
Yeah, he's on injured reserve.
Okay, so if your guys get cut and Smoke Monday is actually on the roster, does that mean I win?
No.
Holy shit! What a comeback story that would be, huh?
Well, if they make the practice squad, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Got to get in the game. Here's my question. I was trying to think, this is maybe a good question for Kevin or Andrew. I was trying to think of the last time the Saints practiced against a team and they had a massive brawl. And I think that
this is Trevor Penning is going to start some shit.
Yeah, like this is a chance. Like Trevor Penning can start a brawl at a practice with another team. Andrew, I was trying to think. When was the last time the Saints had, or Kevin, when was the last time the Saints had they practiced against another team and had a brawl? I want to say Mike Haas is on the podcast and he mentioned it.
I feel like that always happens.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it used to happen. We used to practice against the Texans. It was always like one fight against the Texans.
Yeah, that's what I was going to remember something
like
that.
They had a giant fight against the Texans. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
They like stop practice or something?
I don't think they stopped practice, but I mean, you know. It was a fight, tussling. Boys,
massive,
just men getting, you know, getting it out of their systems.
Feisty.
Massive brawl caused by Trevor Penning this week. Yes or no, Kevin?
Are we having a joint practice this week?
Yeah, with the Packers.
The Packers.
Up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Cool. It's nice and cool. Good for them. It'll be nice and much cooler for us up there.
Yeah, I think so. Kevin, I kind of want it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I would love to do a breaking news podcast where they have a massive brawl. It'd be fun.
And you would. And you would do that.
I would. And I don't want anybody hurt, but it would be fun. So, Kevin, well, I have a breaking news podcast about a massive brawl between the Saints and the Packers caused by Trevor Penning.
I think, I don't know about a massive brawl, but I think you'll definitely get some scrapping.
Aaron Rodgers will come in. Hey guys, come on, man. Why can't we all just get along?
So I did find
you're like, here, Trevor, smoke this.
Come on.
I did find an AP story from
on an ayahuasca trip. Come on, let's all go on a trip, man. Let's go take some.
What did you?
I found an Associated Press story from August of 2010 of the Saints and the Houston Texans having a joint practice and saying, four fights broke out in a one-hour span of the final practice between the two teams last year.
Boom.
So that was – okay, so that would have been 2009.
Who's the Saints expert now? Who's the Rain Man now?
I'm not the Rain Man. I literally just Googled it.
I am. I'm talking to Ralph and Andrew, you idiots.
Well, I backed you up on it, so calm down.
I know that.
And then oddly enough, Sean Payton in August of 2015 – headline here, Peyton the Saints, if you fight during practice, pack your bags.
Ooh.
So this is, I guess, how we know Dennis Allen is in charge, is Trevor Penning is scrapping it up.
Yeah, some coaches like fighting. So I don't know. It's gonna be a fun week. And by the way, if you're not a patron and you're listening to the show, you should sign up because me and Andrew will try to cover all the practices with Green Bay every single day. And,
every fight
you won't get that anywhere else. We'll break it down. We'll have like scorecards. It'll be like HBO
how many
boxing
significant punches and shit like that.
That's right. Yeah,
you get access to Ralph and Andrew's.
That's
OnlyFans.
Fucking illegal.
We're gonna have Dana White on the phone.
It's gonna be amazing. We're gonna have Thomas do like a old Mike Tyson punch out graphic. It's gonna off the charts. So now it's time for this week's hot take of the week. Now, my hot take of the week.
Jerry told me that he got some sauce in it because he was like trying to open a bottle or something. I asked him what was more painful, the Bujalokia going into his wound or the actual wound when it happened. Oof. Which one was more painful?
And he got that sauce in him.
Yeah.
He said it was a toss up. My hot take of the week. Is
yeah, I got some.
When of all the foods that God has ever made, beignets are number one. Beignets are the perfect freaking food. I had them this weekend on my trip to New Orleans. I had them two where? Different places. I had them in the quarter,
where, at the park.
You
know where? Okay, you went to Cafe Du Monde in the park.
Yeah,
and or is that morning call? That's Cafe Du Monde.
It's Cafe Du Monde. They booted
Cafe
morning call out of
Cafe Beignet. Here's a hot take for you. Cafe Beignet is better than Cafe Du Monde.
Oh, get out of here with that.
I've heard this before. I have a few things. Wait, and you had him at Cafe Du Monde downtown as well?
Yeah, but this is a picture from my son at the park. We were housing beignets.
Here's
Carl is better.
Here's Max doing his best Scarface impression.
That's right.
He looks like he's high as a kite. He's been snorting an entire line of powdered sugar. So I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews. Ralph, when you went to Cafe Du Monde downtown, could you sit down at the tables?
Yeah, I mean,
did you have to wait in line?
No, we got lucky.
So that's changed. I think that's changed somewhat recently because of COVID. I think up until very recently, it was still like you had to wait in line, and I've heard bad things about the quality of the beignets. Mid-city, I mean, the one in City Park maybe might be a little bit better. But I've heard people say Cafe Beignet is better. I don't know if I've ever had Cafe Beignet, but beignets are also something I feel like you can fuck it up. You can fuck it up.
Yeah,
you can do it wrong. And if it's bad, it's really bad. And I'm surprised to hear you say this. You had dinner at Brennan's and you had the Bananas Foster from Brennan's, the originator
beignets
of Bananas
are
Foster.
That's crazy to me.
Caramelized banana and ice cold vanilla ice cream. That is I mean, I don't know how you can beat that. But
I mean, listen, the performance and it was nice. It's a great performance.
Yeah, but
beignets are the perfect freaking food. If you make them right, they're so light and fluffy. You just eat them, and the powdered sugar goes everywhere. Oh, it's so good.
That's also annoying. So you'd rather? Well, okay, would you rather have beignet flavored whiskey or bananas Foster flavored whiskey?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think.
Yeah, bananas Foster flavored whiskey because it's better.
I think I'd rather have beignet because I can have the caramel whiskey and the bananas Foster will be bananas and caramel. I don't know how that would be with whiskey. I think I'd rather beignet flavored whiskey. Right. Beignet flavored whiskey and cherry Coke, that could be dangerous for me. And beignets are I had 9 of them at the park. Like it was just amazing.
What were you
like,
doing in the park? You took Max to like the
We went to Storyland.
We had 9 beignets.
Cool. Yeah. 9.
Oh, you're gonna die before the live show, Ralph.
Jesus.
My plan to get fit and trim for football season went out the window. Hmm. What do you want? I'm just saying, like that's my hot take of the week.
You're going back to the man boobs. I
mean, right there. So
Ralph's wearing the same shirt he was wearing when I saw him on Friday at the walkthrough.
Probably.
It's a parachute.
It's a rough weekend, Dave.
Blame his wife, man.
No, and we didn't catch him on a laundry day. This isn't an off laundry day.
It's a rough day. Thanks for noticing.
Catch him on cycles. Yeah, that shirt didn't get washed.
How was the walkthrough
with Ralph?
The walkthrough was fine. The walkthrough was great. We decided on the space where he's just going to be in the main room. I drink rum, but Ralph calls places in your house rums.
Rum.
but it's great. We're going to be right there. We're going to be right where the garage door kind of opens up. So right between the indoors and outdoors. We just got to make sure the sound is set up. But as long as the sound is good, I think we're good to go. They got speakers all throughout the thing. And
is the rum that you're sitting in right now, is that a spiced rum or is it an aged rum?
We're going to get a riser. So it's going to be nice. And we're going to be there.
Are we doing the riser?
We're going to be doing the riser. And it's going to be a great show. I think not that Tracy's when we did it right before the pandemic wasn't great fun, but I do think this room
is going to be more intimate.
Tracy's the room, although it was like really classy and like really nice, it was so big, like the sound was just bouncing
Ralph's
off everywhere.
Just got tighter.
It did my pants? But
I think it'll be good. But like it's like where we're gonna be. It's also going to be open to the public. So anybody that's also there on a Friday night.
Is going to be
subjugated to our podcast. So could be good, could be bad. I'm thinking maybe we'll get some new listeners who are just there. And I also asked them, I was worried. I said, because you can have kids. You can bring kids to a brewery. It's not like a bar. There are no laws about age restrictions. And I was like, well, what do we? And he said he does not care. He doesn't care. So if there's any kids there, don't bring your kids on Friday night to Port Orleans.
Don't bring your
kids. Yeah, we are not a kid-friendly show.
We are not. Although props to us, we tried to ramp down the cursing, and I think we've reduced it by like
We've done 40%. Pretty well, but Kevin went off the reservation for a minute there today.
Yeah. Like the soft tissue injuries.
Whenever my son starts talking about my podcast to his friends, I'm always like, nope, we don't talk about that. Don't talk about Bruno.
So we're super excited about the live show. And by the way, RSVP, we're up to 73 headcount for the podcast. So RSVP to make sure.
Thomas, you coming or what?
He's not coming.
Me? Damn.
Yeah.
I'm teleporting.
Teleporting.
To New Orleans from Poland.
If you come, we'll have a role for you.
We want you to come. We'll have a role for you.
There you go.
There you go. So, Thomas, get the hit the music so we can give the people the finger guns.
Dun, 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 dun.
My grip strength is so freaking bad. Man, it's embarrassing. So, all right, Thomas, what do you got for us tonight?
Okay, first question from Bulky. Bulky asks, Dan, where is Dave? Dave is gonna love this question, but Juju's gonna hate it. How many times does Juju go on vacation? Is he always at the beach?
Only once a month.
Jesus Christ.
Juju is like a teacher in the summer.
What's the deal? Well, okay, let's get into this. Let's get into the weeds here. Does your wife work?
Yes.
Okay. Does she work remotely or have the ability to work remotely?
We both do, yeah.
I know you do. I know you do. So I was asking about her. So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's 2022, man. Everybody, this is why I can't find anybody that wants to work in a retail store, because everybody wants to work... Everybody wants to have flexibility. Nobody wants Nobody wants to have to be like handcuffed to a store. Nobody wants a job where you have to physically be somewhere 10 to 5:30, 5 days a week.
Yeah, that's true. I could hypothetically work from anywhere.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I can't say that I'm not jealous of that. I would be playing a lot more golf if I could if I could figure something out like that. But unfortunately,
run the t-shirt empire from the ninth hole.
No,
gets jealous.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I can't do that. Like I'm handcuffed to a brick and mortar store. So it's a life I've chosen.
Next question.
This is for you, Dave.
Yeah. I'm going to Turks and Caicos next time.
Okay, next question.
Wait, so did we just go for me taking a bunch of vacations and always going to the beach? I was winning the bougie off until Dave He just flexed Turks and Caicos, so now you're back to being ahead on the bougie.
No, that's next summer. You went to like Aruba or something recently where you fell in love with rum. Like I just went to – this summer I went to Charleston and I went to Alabama. Like that was it.
I was at Watercolor, Florida.
Oh, 30A. Yeah, like that's on 30A. Right? Okay. Yeah. No, you're still ahead. Don't worry about it.
All right, cool.
Shit. You probably ran into my other bougie friends I know from Metairie.
Metairie?
It's like Metairie East out there.
There were some Saints fans. Every other day I would wear something that was...
Because they're all from Metairie.
You were Saints or my son would... And you get a lot of shout outs there.
Oh, by the way,
it was mind blowing to my son because we're in Virginia, so like he wears that stuff all the time, and no one cares or says anything because they're not LSU or Saints fans. But like he'll get a hoot at, he'll get a Go Tigers in Florida, and he's like,
Go
Tigers. Oh my god, everybody's a Saints fan here! Like it's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, we're on the Gulf Coast, man. What do you want?
Yeah. Yep. So we cover a big swath all the way from here to Jacksonville.
Kevin, how many Saints fans do you see in St. Louis, like besides you?
I have seen.
I'm going to get a beer.
I mean, less than one hand. I've seen people with either a Saints hat or something with a T-shirt, that's it.
So, like you, they gave you the Ralph, like the one when you had one hand of Saints fans,
like less than one hand, less than one good hand.
Next question.
Okay, next question from Andrew's dad.
Ooh.
He asks, if Saints hired Jim Elmora as an assistant, would Jim E do a Saints Happy Hour podcast cameo? Ooh.
I forget the letters.
He already shot us down.
Refused.
Yeah, Mrs. so I don't see him being more likely to do it.
He ran the long con of DMing me on Cameo and making me pay $350.
He conned you.
A response.
Yeah.
He got an extra. He got the $10 out of me with the three DMs I had to do on Cameo.
The joke's on you, Ralph.
It is. Jim Moore got $9. What's 375 times 3? That's what he got out of me.
$10.
Cool. Yeah.
Next question.
Okay, next question from Don Checo. Don Checo asks, With the news that James White's retiring, the Saints in effect ended his career. If you could pick one current or former player who the Saints could injure and end their career, who would be?
This question is a little dark.
This is dark.
Yeah, this is this is chaos, man. This is I don't know.
This question is disgusting. It's inappropriate. I'm offended. This question is crosses a line.
Tom Brady,
final answer.
No, it's got to be a current or former player. Oh, this, the Saints.
Tom Brady, final answer.
Adrian Peterson for Kevin.
Is Adrian Peterson in a camp?
No, probably not. He'll get something like week one.
Kevin,
no.
If your answer is Adrian Peterson, would you want his career to end while he's a Saint or while he's on another team? For clarity.
Yes.
Like right after the news broke of what he did.
If he played for the Falcons, it'd be.
Just guess.
I mean, Brady, it's wrong. But here's the thing. Like Brady, my opinion of Tom Brady is he is not going to retire as long as he's playing and healthy and playing well. Like he's not going to win a Super Bowl and go on top. He's going to get carried off the field and play a season too long, and it's going to end badly for him. So it might as well be the Saints to do it.
Can I do like a ref like Bill Vinovich? Like maybe he like takes a hit, ooh, pass over the middle or whatever.
If I could somehow, because you know the Saints, remember the Saints ended Kurt Warner's career. If I could somehow take away the Bobby McCray hit on Kurt Warner, exchange for it happening to Tom Brady instead, I would sign up for that.
Yeah. We are.
Can I say I'm a terrible person?
We are horrible, horrible people.
Yep.
Next question. We were asked. Really, our
we were asked. Yeah,
our
right.
listeners are horrible people.
Our listeners are just as bad as us.
They're terrible, terrible people who have
shame
really good
on
taste
shame.
In, you have really good taste in podcasts.
Okay, so next question related to last night's game from the Wicker Man. You have to pick a starting QB for the 2022 season. And would you pick Ian Book or Garrett Grayson?
I'm going for the meteor. Just fucking kill us all. Just fucking annihilate.
I'm going
the entire
for love, guys.
The entire
by the way, to that last question, Jason Champagne said Nikhil Roby Coleman. That's a good answer.
I'm not even answering this question. This is
horrible.
It's only losers in this question and answer.
Here's another way to ask this question: like, is Ian Book worse than Garrett Grayson?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even remember
which one of those two is better.
I don't even really remember Garrett Grayson.
I don't think Garrett Grayson ever threw an NFL pass.
But in preseason? No.
I remember him being real bad in preseason.
Irish pamphlet.
I don't remember him at all. Which means maybe he's that's even
Irish pamphlet guy liked him.
Irish pamphleteer did like Garrett Grayson. He said he was good in a preseason game. Good pocket awareness. I remember that.
Jebediah.
That's why he blocked me, Andrew. I tweeted his link at Garrett Grayson, and I said it makes all your quarterback knowledge null and void.
Ralph fighting with the nerds.
And he blocked receipts. Me.
Showing Saints receipts. Ralph. I love it.
Just saying.
Next question.
October Risk says Colin Kaepernick is his choice.
Ooh.
Did he play at all for Cleveland?
Garrett
or
Grayson?
Deshaun?
No, Colin Kaepernick.
Ooh, that's
Cleveland sign him?
No, I don't think so. Nobody
signed him.
Vegas looked at him.
Somebody told me that Cleveland signed Colin Kaepernick.
No,
Garrett Grayson never. I don't think. Hang on a second. I'm about to find out. Did he actually play a regular season game here?
No, I know he didn't play a regular season game. We all know that. I'm wondering if he played a preseason game. He never played a regular season game.
He never threw a regular season pass.
Hang on.
All right. Well, he's looking this up. What's the next one?
Not with the Saints. Thomas, fire the next question.
Okay, final question of the show related to the previous one. From
there you go.
Saints Rabbit, name a previous starting Saints QB worse than Ian Book.
Yeah, we did. We just answered this, Garrett Grayson.
I mean...
Starting.
Ian Book is not a starting Saints quarterback.
This is
a ridiculous question. Like,
he played one. He did start a game.
I know that, but that's because of COVID and all the other bullshit. Like,
who gives a shit?
He started a game.
Just answer the question.
He started a game. Him and Mike Buck.
Did Mike Buck start a game? I mean,
yeah, I think he did. Hang on.
Shula was pretty freaking bad.
You want to compare Ian Book to another starting Saints quarterback in the regular season? Well, I don't know.
I mean,
Orful.
Yeah, he started one game, 1993.
There you go. Mike Buck is that's the comparison because they both have one game.
Give me Mike Buck's stats from 1993. I need to hear this.
Let me find the game.
It's got to be some end of season game. I'm usually full of random Saints knowledge. That game, I must have wiped it from my memory.
You're full of something.
I don't remember that at all.
Game logs, 1993.
The only thing I remember about Mike Buck is the trick play that he threw. He threw the bomb. They faked the injury to Steve Walsh and brought in Mike Buck for one play, ran a flea flicker, and he hit a bomb to Floyd Turner.
What year is this?
That was 1991, I think. All right. Well. It's not a Sunday night game against Atlanta.
Slow again, Kevin, to pull up some stats.
I'm trying to find really the exact game.
Really disappointing here. It's not making for some good listening podcast.
No, it's not.
No, I know. Well, look, if y'all want to keep talking, go on ahead. I'm going to keep trying to find.
Mike Buck was.
We're also still waiting on Ian Book stats. the system's backlogged.
The system. We need to get Kevin some better.
The problem is he played in four games in 1993, but he started one. So I'm looking at numbers of him making four appearances in 1993, and I'm trying to find the single one game that he played as a starter.
All right, wow.
They don't have the game logs of Mike Buck.
No, because it takes you to the full season, and then you got to go game by game, which I am doing because I am committed to this bit.
Oh my gosh! I don't think this is a bit. I wouldn't call this a bit.
It's got to be It's got to be one of these scores that's like atrocious.
Moving on.
No, we're not moving on.
I will tell you when I am goddamn good and ready to move on. All right, so it wasn't that game.
What's the clip of the week?
Yeah, go find the clip of the week. Go play the clip of the week. Something like that.
Clip of the week. Okay, clip of the week, guys. Only one clip taken by Hairball 007.
Ooh, James Bond.
Hey, why would they come for you guys? You guys are out here putting out shitty Saints takes on Twitter this past week. I'm the one sitting, hiding for cover like I'm Steve Buscemi at the end of Reservoir Dogs here.
Poor
Don't
Andrew.
Don't come
Andrew,
for any of us. Come for
he's
Mr.
not here.
Huge.
Andrew Huge isn't not- here. He is not equipped for Saints Twitter Thunderdome.
I guess it's just you guys getting roasted.
That's it. It is, but it's true. I mean, that clip is awesome. It's also true. Like Andrew cares about his place in the community.
He's a snowflake. He's a delicate.
No,
snowflake.
He cares about his place in the community. He has a reputation to uphold. He's not like me. That's completely reckless.
It's like white bread.
Yeah.
Like
I got.
All right, I have found two of the games he played in. I couldn't tell you if he started. These two are not. All right, I got another one there. I've got the third one, and I now have the fourth game. Okay, so I've got all four games here. So, October 17th.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Talk about Mike Buck.
Saints legend, Mike.
Yeah, you
Buck.
Might want to recap why we were even asking this.
Yeah, I know. It was an hour ago. Ha ha ha, Dave. Sunday, October 17th, 1993. Steelers 37, Saints 14. Mike Buck went 10 of 11 for 164 yards and two touchdowns. Wade Wilson might have started that game because he went 6 of 23. Following.
Address him by his correct name of Woodrow Wilson, please.
Okay. November 22nd, 1993. Jesus Christ. The 49ers, 42. The Saints, 7. Mike Buck, 10 of 15 for 122, one touchdown and one pick. Again, I think Wade Wilson started that when he went 6 of 15 with three picks.
That was the 30th anniversary of Kennedy's assassination.
Boy. December 20th, 1993, Monday Night Football.
One in the head to honor him.
The Giants, 24. The Saints, 14. Mike Buck, 11 of 21 for 148 yards, one touchdown, two picks. Wade Wilson also played that game, 11 of 19 for 148. And then finally,
Woodrow.
December 26th, 1993, a Sunday. Eagles 37, Saints 26.
Sounds like a great Christmas present.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, boy, this was terrible. Steve Walsh, I believe, was a starter. He went 5 of 11 for 78 yards and two picks. Mike Buck came in for relief. He went 1 for 7 for 14 yards.
And you wonder why they called him Mike Suck.
That, you know, now it's coming back to me, that 10 of 11 game.
Yeah,
got talk radio at the time really excited about.
He went 10 for 11, 160 yards and two touchdowns.
They got people really excited for Mike Buck. Like there was a hot minute where people were like, play Mike Buck. He can fix this.
He had a 158.3 rating.
Wow.
Oh, in that game. Yeah.
Buck had a strong arm. I remember he had a really strong arm and he had a couple preseason games where he got hot. I remember talk radio being big on Mike Buck in the preseason, saying he should start over Hebert and all this. I remember that.
Well, this has been educational.
It's educational. I mean, this is what people come to this podcast to expect. They got 20 minutes of Mike Buck talk.
Mike Buck. I just like saying, hey, it's Mike Buck. Hey.
Dude, if Mike Buck would have been good.
Was Vince Buck and Mike Buck were on the Saints at the same time?
They were. Dude, do you know?
You had some Buck Bucks.
The amount of endorsement money he could have gotten just doing endorsing for every restaurant in Bucktown. This is Mike Buck for Dini's in Bucktown. Like, he just would have printed money.
Mike Buck, well, fun fact, Bucktown was named after Mike Buck and Vince Buck.
Vince Buck currently resides in Kenner.
There you go. See, not far from the town named after him. The neighborhood.
And he's the owner and proprietor of a Cotman transmission.
What transmission?
Cotman.
He went to like Central, Eastern, Western Ohio.
So they had two. They had two Bucks on the team. That's good. Oh, good to know. That could have been a Popeyes.
Can we move on now? Kevin is now okay.
I was ready to move on like 20 minutes ago.
Hey, Andrew, give me a gold star. This podcast is only an hour and 15 minutes.
We could have done this quicker if we didn't go into the mic.
I award you no stars.
No. We needed to go to the Mike Buck well.
I like how we just – the Saints had an actual game, and we just careened into a topic like it was mid-June. Of Mike Buck. I like that.
Mike Buck and Vince Buck went to Johnny's Steakhouse. It'd be Buck in Bucktown.
Oh my God. Your Buck jokes are worse than when you did a 5-minute soliloquy about how you loved
That's
your wife.
The worst joke I've ever heard. I still haven't gone back and listened to that. I don't remember it happening live and I don't know if I want to go listen.
I don't think you want to do that. I think that would be a very embarrassing moment for you and you shouldn't do it.
But guys,
my wife is supposed to be happy about that.
Thanks for joining us. Remember to The RSVP for the live show, we talked about it a bunch in this show, but it's going to be freaking amazing. RSVP, join us September 16th. We're going to get you ready for the Saints kicking Tom Brady's ass again. It's going to be tremendous Friday night, September 16th. Join us, RSVP, Portaline.
Making it rain. Rain.
Thank you, Hudat, Army Guy 504. He just subscribed with Prime, and he's done it for 8 months. Thank you, my man. We appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you for your service as well.
Army of one.
But guys, thanks for joining us. It's been a great show. Thanks to Andrew. Thanks to Kevin. Thanks to Dave. Thanks You're for welcome. Thomas for being the best freaking producer in the world in Poland, running the show, putting up with our nonsense, making sure everything flew right tonight, with even though luck. I was doing the rundown in my car. Thomas was amazing tonight, keeping it all together. So thanks for that, Thomas.
Disappointing.
Kids, remember, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, you ought to support the one that wins awards. Until next week, the bar is closed.